know about your environment? And as a citizen, do you know your rights when it comes to development permits? Then listen to Your Neighborhood and You. Your Neighborhood and You and I about environment and town planning related issues. An avenue for groups of lower socioeconomic status voice to be heard. Join TPL Ogunseyi Ayodele Joseph, a seasoned town planner and other planners, every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 on Breeze 91.9 FM. Your Neighborhood and You, powered by Sustainable Consultative Services Company. It promises to make educated. Don't miss it. The program you're about to listen to is Your Neighborhood and You, a program sponsored by Sustainable Design Consult, a town planning, consulting, and environmental services company. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the program, Your Neighborhood and You, where we talk about things related to town planning. In case you have town planning related issues in your community and you need government attention, in case your application is stuck and you're tired of the processing, just in case you need free professional advice, you know, this is the program. All you need to know about town planning, all you need to know about your community, this is Your Neighborhood and You. You welcome officially to the program. And of course, as usual, my sponsor in the studio, no other person than town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele. Glad to have you on the program this morning, sir.
Good morning, Comfort. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A beautiful morning to you, sir. You're welcome to the program. In case you're just joining us, this is Your Neighborhood and You. How much do you know about your neighborhood? My name is Comfort Omolafe. Without further ado, this morning we have a whole lot of questions, you know, already lined up for our town planner to give solutions to. And of course, we want you to know that you can send your questions and observations to us through these channels. On WhatsApp, our number is 0818-007-3884. I'll take that again, 0818-007-3884. WhatsApp only. You can also send your SMS to that number. Please do not call the number. And if you want to email us, send this to sustainable@ogunseyi.com. sustainable@ogunseyi.com, or visit our page at www.ogunseyi.com. Before we let you know what we have for today, let's quickly go on this short break, and when we return, we'll have a tete-a-tete with our sponsor. Please stay tuned.
Town planning is about helping people to physically put to shape the places where they live, work, and they are. At Sustainable Design Consult, a town planning, consulting, and environmental services company, we help to provide solutions to urban and rural environmental problems. Sustainable Design Consult is all about development assessments, environment, health, and building urban strategy. Join our team of planning professionals to be part of a sustainable, innovative city with diverse people and places, as well as strong community spirit. Contact us today on 081-3055-3031 or through our email sustainable@ogunseyi.com.
Don't touch the dial.
Glad to know you're still there. You're welcome back from that break. The program is Your Neighborhood and You with town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele and Comfort Omolafe. Without further ado, this morning we've got a whole lot of questions, like I did say earlier, lined up to be attended to. This question came in: if development permit decision is not in my favor, how can I appeal it? I'd like you to attend to that town plan of Ogunseyi Ayodele.
Yeah, thank you, Comfort. You know, it all depends. Before they can reject any development permit, there must be reason or reasons for it. And under law, the Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development must write it out, as in they have to put it in black and white and send it to the applicant or the consultant. So the consultant will now send it to the applicant. And the main reason why the application has been rejected must be stated on it. So having said that, you have your right to reappeal, I mean to resubmit it, if the reasons are minor one. You know, but there are some reasons that it may be difficult for you to resubmit it. For example, if you want to build house under a high tension, you know, when they reject because of that reason, it may be difficult for you. If you resubmit it, you will still get the same decision. And thereafter, there are some places, maybe the use of your plan that you submitted is not in conformity with the layout that will be approved for that area. For example, if the place is a pure residential area, and you, because you have money, you obtain or you buy land there and you want to use it for industrial uses, it may be difficult for you to get approval. So all this and some other reasons may be the reason why the ministry reject that applicant.
But so how can we appeal it?
Yeah, you can talk to a consultant, a town planner.
Oh.
If you are not so sure of what you can do,
okay,
you know, or if you are not clear of the reasons why your application is being rejected, so you can talk to a consultant. I think a consultant will guide you better.
All right, so in case you're out there listening, if you need a consultant, do not go further. Meet with town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele. We'll be giving out his address shortly, but before then, send an email to him at sustainable@ogunseyi.com, or you send an SMS only to 0818-007-3884. That takes me to the next question. We have this one: how much can development permit cost, and what documents do I need to get my residential permit approved?
You know, the cost of a development permit varies. You know, the size of your house, the type of your building that you want to build or that you want to construct, and the height, the area of the land. You know, all these are factors that determine the cost of your permit. So it varies. A residential will surely be lower than the commercial. And when you look at a church or industrial area, so it varies. We can't just say that this is the so amount that you need or that will cost you to get your permit approved. So it varies. It depends on the type of the building. It depends on the area. It depends on the size of the project that you want to do. Because there are some projects that, or some permits that you just need, you don't need much document about it, and there are some that you need to write EIA, you need to get so many consultants. So it varies.
All right, it varies. All you need is to visit us at GPM Event Center or Baile, or you call this number, okay, not call this time around, SMS only, 0818-007-3884. I'll take that again. SMS only, 0818-007-3884. Or you visit us directly at our office at GPM Event Center or Baile, Akure, Ondo State here. Alright, that takes me to the next question. But before then, let's quickly go on this short break. When we return, the program is Still Your Neighborhood and You.
Planning is about helping people to physically put to shape the places where they live, work, and play. At Sustainable Design Consult, a town planning consulting and environmental services company, we help to provide solutions to urban and rural environmental problems. Sustainable Design Consult is all about development assessments, environment, health, and building urban strategy. Join our team of planning professionals to be part of sustainable, innovative city with diverse people and places, as well as strong community spirit. Contact us today on 081-3055-3031 or through email sustainable@ogunseyi.com.
glad to know you're still there. You're welcome back. The program you're still listening to is Your Neighborhood and You with Town Planner Ogunseyi Ayodele and Comfort Omolafe. That takes us to the next question. We have this one here. I want to buy a plot of land in one government estate in Akure. On the document, it's showing plot 15, but the owner had subdivided the plot. So, he's having plot 15A and 15B. Can I go ahead to buy it?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, in a clear terms, an individual cannot subdivide government layout. It is very wrong. But having said this, if you are not so clear or you are not so sure of what you want to buy, the best thing is to visit either Ministry of Lands or OSDPC, that's Ondo State Development and Property Corporation. You know, whoever that or which organization or the agency that is owning that estate. So when you get there, you can just make more inquiry about the place, because if I have a plot that is big and I look at it that, oh, I use just half of it and I want to sell the remaining half, call it a plot for another person, it may be difficult. If I want to do that, I need to get permission from the place that I bought the land, if it is from Ministry of Lands or from OLDPC.
All right, so you're trying to say that before they get it, they should go ahead and make verifications first.
Sure, they should just go ahead into the ministry.
So they won't get to enter one chance.
Something like that.
Okay. All right, without further ado, we have another question. We have a whole lot of questions. So in case you're just joining us and you're at home, feel free to send your questions to this number via SMS only or WhatsApp chat on 0818-007-3884. That's the number to send an SMS only to. All right, Your Neighborhood and You is a weekly program. You know, we specifically based on enlightening populace about your environment and town planning related issues. You know, as we all know that town planning is a process of managing land resources. So this, we'll be talking about so much of this, and we need to let you know how much you are conscious and deliberate about your environment, about people living around you. You can simply ask someone staying around you that you need to have, what's that? What's the name of that thing called again? Their development permit or?
Development permit.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, development permit. So you have the right as an individual, you know, it's one of your rights as a citizen that, okay, I want to know. So they won't give you problems at the end of the day. Probably they're supposed to have a normal, probably a duplex, and the person decided to make it an hotel or probably a restaurant, you know, things like that. So you have the license to do that. That's according to Town Planner Ogunseyi Ayodele. I'm sure we are due on course. So we have this question again. It goes, what is the minimum size of land for church development?
You know, this question is very somehow, but to be sincere with you, I think we don't have that specific office meters or square meter that you can build or construct your church. You know, what is obtainable here in Odo State may be different from what is obtainable in Ekiti or in Lagos State, or even Akure may be different from Ekiti. You know, because the land mass that we have in Akure, I think they don't have such in the riverine area. So it's difficult to just say that this is the minimum size that you can use for your church development. But for example, if you're on a plot, you can't build more than 50% of that size area of the land. And if your church is on a plot, which means you need to buy like two plots, the second plot will be for car park of your worshippers. But these days, you know, we see so many churches, some even converted warehouse to church. Some build their church on a half plot, some on a plot, and the worshiper park on the road. This is very wrong. This is very wrong. So if you are building your church and you know that, okay, your church will sit on one plot, I will advise that you buy like minimum of two plots. So your car park will be on the second plot.
All right, in case you're just joining us, the program is Still Your Neighborhood and You. How much do you know about town planning? Now, the main aim of town planning, you know, it's in four headings, and the first one is healthy environment, all right? Conformity in land uses, aesthetics, environment, and sustainability. Which, you know, is you don't need different social, environmental, and economic issues when policy decisions are made and how it will affect our well-being, how it would affect your well-being. That takes us to the next question we have there. Okay, this person said, last week you talked about change of land use. Is there a way out in regulating residential use from being converted to commercial use?
Yeah, there is a way we can regulate it. And sincerely, when an area is residential, it should be for residential. But before I answer that question, let me quickly say this. You know, land is perhaps the single most important element in development and mankind's most basic natural resources. And either we like it or not, in Nigeria as of today, ISB that determines what land should be used for. It's not what you plant for. You know, when we look at Alagbaka or Ijako, as an example, you know, if I want to build, or an investor want to build an hotel or school or maybe a supermarket, you can't see him to buy land in area like Osi or Igba. You know, every one of them will just be fighting for land around Alagbaka corridor. If you look at, there's one park that is being constructed behind along Akure, old Akure Road, Ojaja Park, you know. So that is it. You know, people will just want to get land in that urban center where their market can
get customers,
most where they can add value money to their investment. So either we like it or not, the rich among us will surely buy from the poor. You know, you can't expect me to buy land worth 50 million, 100 million in Alagbaka, and I will just put two bedroom apartment on it. No, you know, but the law is there. The place that is designed for residential should be for residential. But in this part of the world, you know, we are very difficult to follow law. So that's why you see land use being changed from residential to commercial. So it's not that maybe we cannot regulate it. We can. The government officials, you know, if you look at last week, town planner Adeniyi said something that they lack human capital. I mean, they don't have much staff. So in a situation whereby development control unit has few staff, you know, how can they manage the development in Akure alone? Not to talk of other local governments. So we can, you know, and if, like what we are doing now, you know, people gradually, they will know they are right. And from there, if my place, maybe my neighbor before is, they are staying in their house, and maybe something happened, they sell it off, and somebody is coming there to build an hotel. No, like that one, we can challenge. We can ask them, why? What do you want to build there? So the association of that area, the landlord or resident association of that area, they can.
Oh, they are the ones do that.
No, there they can just come together as one and challenge whatever that they want
or
to challenge.
Or ask for the development permit.
Yeah, if they ask for it, provided the person has the approval to build whatever they want to build, they can still challenge.
You did say something earlier, but this is on a very lighter note. You said you cannot buy land of 50 million and decide to build anything on it. What if somebody bought a land of 50 million naira for me, you know, on my name, and gave it to me, and I don't have the capacity to build house worth 200 million on it? I have the capacity worth probably 100 million or 80 million to build my house on it. Will the environment too, because now we have a whole lot of town planners, people around there can just come together and say, oh, you cannot build structures like this. We have gigantic structures here. You can't do this. Can they do that too?
No.
Can they question the authority of the owner of the land building? It might not be up to the standard of the houses in that environment. You know, this is still an environmental issue. So, okay, let's say I want to build a mini duplex.
Okay.
Not so big, not so gigantic, on my 50 million naira land.
Okay.
And in my next, my probably my neighbor bought 50 million naira as well, and they built a house worth 500 million on the 50 million naira land. And I am building something worth 80 million naira. You know, do they still have the right to you know, to question my decision?
No, not at all. What I'm saying here is the use. No, if you are building residential, you know, and your neighbor is building residential, if they are your own cost is 100 million, if so our own is 50 or 200, provided that the two of you have you allow town planning law to just go, no, you are what's it called, the setback, the other town planning law, that you make sure
the
that
rules and regulations,
yeah, you follow it. So I don't think there is a problem with that. The cost of your project does not determine the use. If the use that will determine maybe you are doing the right thing or not.
Thank you. Cost of your project does not determine the use. That's a very good one there from town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele. Let's quickly go on this short break. When we return, the program is still your neighborhood and you on Breeze 91.9 FM. Akure.
Planning is about helping people to physically put to shape the places where they live, work, and play. At Sustainable Design Consult, Town Planning Consulting and Environmental Services Company, we help to provide solutions to urban and rural problems. Sustainable Design Consult is all about development assessments, environment, health, and building urban structure. A team of planning professionals to be part of sustainable, innovative city with diverse people and places, as well as strong community spirit. Contact us today on 081-3055-3031 or through our email sustainable@ogunseyi.com.
Glad to know you're still there in case you didn't include and you on your lifestyle radio station Breeze 91.7 FM, and you have town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele, who is our guide today on the program. So we have this question again. In case you're just joining us and you have questions relating to town planning, feel free to send your questions to this number, SMS only, 0818-007-3884, MS only, or WhatsApp chat only. Please do not call that number. And the email to send your questions also to is at sustainable@ogunseyi.com. I have this question for you. All right, this one just came in about a few seconds ago. What documents do I need to get my residential permit approved?
Yeah, thank you very much. And the documents to get your building plan approved, the residential, according to the sender, you know, you, firstly, you must have a survey plan, and the survey plan must be done by a licensed and surveyor, I mean the registered surveyor, and thereafter you must have your architectural drawings, and this must be done by a registered or licensed architect, and it must be signed by the architect as well. So you need to have your 3 years task clearance certificate as well, and from there you have your site analysis report that will be signed by a registered town planner. And if the building is maybe a story building or modern bungalow, that means you must have a structural drawing, and MIE, that is a mechanical drawings if it is bigger than a bungalow. So I think that's just the most important thing that you need for residential development permit.
All right, thank you so very much there, town planner Ogunseyi Ayodele. The program is your neighborhood and you, and we're about to draw the curtains on today's program, today's edition of your neighborhood and you. So on the program, our aim is just to achieve sustainability. All right, this means balancing different social, environmental and economic issues when policy decisions are made, and how it will affect our well-being, how it would affect your well-being as well. You know, there are four headings in town planning. You know, there are healthy environment, conformity in land uses, you know, aesthetics, environment and sustainability. So how much do you know about these things? For further inquiries, please send your SMS only to 0818-007-3884. You can also send an email to us at sustainable@ogunseyi.com or visit our webpage at www.ogunseyi.com. Last word from your town planner, Ogunseyi.
Thanks. I just want to tell our people that town planning is a deliberate effort. No, it's not a miracle. It's what we plan for that we surely see. Thank you.
All right. And on that note, we call it a wrap on today's edition of Your Neighborhood. And you do want to join us next week, God willing, same time, 10 a.m. through 10:30 on your lifestyle radio station, Breeze 91.9 FM, every Thursday. My name is Comfort Omolafe, keep being a very good ambassador of your environment. The program is Your Neighborhood and You. Bye for now.
Town planning is about helping people to physically put to shape the places where they live, work, and play. Our sustainable design concept, a town planning consulting and environmental services company, we help to provide solutions to urban and rural environmental problems. Sustainable design concept is all about development assessments, environment, health, and building urban strategy. Join our team of planning professionals to be part of sustainable, innovative city with diverse people and places, as well as strong community spirit. Contact us today on 081-3055-3031 or through our email sustainable@ogunseyi.com.